This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Pakistan is set to host prominent Afghan political leaders at a conference in a bid to speed up the intra-Afghan peace process as the U.S.-led foreign military withdrawal from the neighboring country nears completion. Highly placed official sources in Islamabad told VOA Wednesday the proposed conference is scheduled for the 17th to 19th of July, and several Afghan leaders have already confirmed their participation. The Pakistani diplomatic initiative takes place after Taliban insurgents rapidly made territorial advances by capturing scores of new Afghan districts across the war-torn country since early May. The ensuing security deterioration has fueled fears the vacuum left by the departure of foreign troops could turn the conflict into a full-blown civil war and enable transnational terrorist groups to find more space on Afghan soil to attack their respective targets. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The Operation Allies Refuge flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of this month will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
We are launching what we are calling Operation Allies Refuge to support relocation flights for interested and eligible Afghan nationals and their families who have supported the United States and our partners in Afghanistan and are in the SIV application pipeline.
President Joe Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers in both parties to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers before next month's U.S. troop withdrawal. The evacuation planning could potentially affect tens of thousands of Afghans. This is VOA News. Residents in Sydney, Australia, will remain under lockdown for another 2 weeks as officials continue to struggle to contain a growing outbreak of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The lockdown was first imposed on June 26th after a Sydney airport limousine driver who had been transporting international air crews tested positive for the variant. More than 800 people have since been infected, including 97 new infections reported Wednesday. Two people have died in the current outbreak. Australia has been largely successful in containing the spread of COVID-19 through aggressive lockdown efforts, posting just 31,429 total confirmed cases and 912 deaths, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. U.S. drug overdose deaths hit a record in 2020. AP's Jennifer King explains.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released an estimate that a record 93,000 people died of drug overdoses last year. That amounts to a 29% increase over 2019. The nation was already struggling with an opioid epidemic, and experts say lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions isolated those with drug addictions and made treatment harder to get. Shannon Monnett is an associate professor of sociology at Syracuse University. She says what's really driving the surge in overdoses is an increasingly poisoned drug supply contaminated with fentanyl. She says her research found increased deaths were more likely to be people who had already been struggling with addiction. Along with nearly 380,000 deaths attributed to COVID-19, the overdoses contributed to what is overall the deadliest year in U.S. history. I'm Jennifer King.
The British government plans to end prosecutions for Northern Ireland Troubles crimes. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Officials want to introduce a statute of limitations for alleged crimes committed during decades of violence in Northern Ireland. The move would end prosecutions for killings committed by both British soldiers and members of militant groups. The country's Northern Ireland secretary has told lawmakers the statute would apply equally to all Troubles-related incidents. More than 3,500 people died during three decades of violence known as the Troubles, most of them civilians. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Lawlessness continued in parts of South Africa Wednesday in unrest sparked by the imprisonment last week of former President Jacob Zuma that has spiraled into days of looting in two of the country's nine provinces. Last week, Zuma began serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court for refusing to comply with a court order to testify at a state-backed inquiry that's investigating allegations of corruption while he was president. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.